Good morning and welcome to CAU Now on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK, the radio voice of Clark Atlanta University. CAU Now features news, interviews, and spotlights about what's going on at your Clark Atlanta University. Here's your host for CAU Now, Desmond Dickerson.
Good morning. This is Desmond Dickerson for WCLK. You're listening to CAU Now. This morning, I'm sitting with Dr. Candace Harris, chair of the Department of Mass Media at Clark Atlanta University. We'll be talking a little bit about her role here and what she foresees as some of the changes that are coming to broadcast and media. Dr. Harris, welcome this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, as chair of the Mass Media Arts Department, what exactly is your role here?
Well, I have many roles, but mainly, manage the Department of Mass Media Arts. Excuse me. We're in the Division of Communication Arts, mm-hmm. along with Speech Communication and Theater Arts. Our students focus on several concentrations, radio, television, film, public relations, and journalism. So I'm over that particular department. In terms of my vision, it's really working with the faculty that we have, or the great faculty that we have here, along with our promising students, in getting them ready for the ever-changing and emerging field of media.
Right.
So in terms of my vision, I'm hoping that I can really help them look at it in terms of convergence, how to merge some of these areas. It's not as clear cut as it used to be, mm-hmm. 10, 15 years ago, where if you were print, you were hard news. You were going to work for a newspaper. If you were radio, you would work at a radio station, film, so on and so forth. But now these particular industries are merging. So my vision is really kind of seeing that come into fruition and helping students be multiversed and multi-talented in those particular areas.
All right. So you mentioned that it's broken down into separate divisions, mm-hmm. within mass media arts, mm-hmm. But you also talked about the convergence in the industry, how all media forms are, you need to be cross-trained in them. So how are we preparing our students with those type of skill sets that can easily be translatable?
Well, I think we're recognizing as faculty and me as an administrator that it's important for us, too, to be versed in it. So we are doing more professional development opportunities where we're learning more about social media, the internet, digital technology, the use of iPads. So you're hearing about the use of iPads and Androids in the classroom and all those type of things. So first, it's getting your faculty members immersed in the technology, and then how to kind of have that trickle-down effect with our students. We're trying to do innovative teaching, mm-hmm. Filming on, cell phones, that kind of stuff. There are apps now that where you can, like, if you're interested in film, you could show a student, one, how to film something on their actual camera, on their camera, on their phone, and edit it to some extent, not a full-length movie,
right.
Hopefully. Maybe, you never know. But, how to make a short out of something you may film on your camera, as well as if you want your students to be what we call civic journalists. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of things over the last few years where things have been caught on camera phones. And using that to tell news stories, to weave, narratives together, so on and so forth. So I think for us, we're trying to prepare our students into using the things that they have. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, a lot of students have, these mobile phones or these mobile applications, iPads, Android, tablets, and trying to, kind of meet them where they are, but then show them really the power,
yeah.
of these particular, gadgets that they're using. So we're trying to merge that, understand that, train in that, so that we can better equip them to be in the industry. Because today, well, it's great, and I always tell students, it's good to be good in several things. Obviously, you want to be great, but why not learn how to work those several fields at one time and kind of merge it and really be great at what you do. Mm-hmm. So if you are, let's say, a PR concentration, you could, really manage an event, if you will, through your mobile application.
Right.
You could, work, you can network with different people. You can send out tweets. PR has become huge because of social media. So
yeah.
We try to teach students now that use of how to use a social media application in order to promote your event. in terms of the film. I mentioned the camera phone, but also teaching students the new digital, trying to bring in new equipment so they can learn how to use the different types of digital equipment in terms of that. So we're just trying to be as innovative as we can, reach out to our particular networks in the Atlanta area as well, and really just kind of get students prepared to do that.
I'm Desmond Dickerson, and you're listening to CAU Now on the radio voice of Clark Atlanta University, Jazz 91.9 FM, WCLK. Today, we're talking about mass communication in the age of new media. Our guest is CAU Mass Media Arts Department Chair, Dr. Candace Harris. You can find more information at cau.edu. With the proliferation of all these digital devices and so much that could be done, you know, from a phone or, you know, apps and things of that nature, what are some of the skills beyond the technology that we're still trying to instill in our students?
Well, I think it's important. You never want to leave your roots, your traditional foundation. Writing is huge. You know, I tell students all the time, if you can write, you'll stay employed.
Yeah.
You know, writing is just one of those particular tools. The foundation, the basic tools that you use in journalism, your basic foundation in terms of just being able to write a lead, doing your research, really doing research to find out and make sure, you know, fact checking, those kind of things. We've seen a lot of snafus in recent times with some of our biggest news, you know, outlets because someone didn't fact check because they wanted to just, you know, I guess get the scoop or so on and so forth.
Story.
So we definitely want to still undergird students with your traditional foundation, making sure you can write, making sure you know there's different types of styles in writing. So if you write for radio, that's going to look different than if you write for a print newspaper, if you want a blog, or if you know you're doing tweets. Just anything like that, we really are trying to make sure that they understand it. We try to make sure we have a media arts studies class, which is a seminar, which faculty are able to kind of teach different classes where we can bring in new things. So over the last year, we've taught, we have screenwriting coming up for the fall semester. I've taught a social media class. We also have an audio production course that's focused on the music production part of film. So we're always trying to be innovative and make sure our students are keeping up with what's going on. So you want to just, like I said, think about the traditional, you know, foundation, but also give them that connective by giving them new courses.
So the social media course that you taught, that's something that you have a particular background in. Can you talk a little more about that?
My background is internet and technology. And it's amazing how it's changed so much over the years. My actual focus at the time was search engines. But now we're moving.
You mean your focus for?
For my doctorate.
Okay.
I was looking at internet and technology.
Okay.
And it's changed so much over the last, you know, 10 years when the internet was initially, I guess, born, if you will, the super information highway. That was the big buzz. And that interest in that is just to see how it's kind of changing. And with social media, I think initially for some, there's obviously that entertainment portion of it, but it's also the connectivity, being able to talk to people in different areas and whatnot, and be able to globally communicate with different in different regions. But for our students, when I started to teach this class, what I wanted them to understand is, look, I know you're on it, but how can we use this to empower you? Do you understand the importance of brand management? Do you understand identity management? Are you who you say you are online? Is there continuity in terms of, you know, if you're saying you are a future journalist at a student at Clark Atlanta University, if I look at your picture on Facebook and I look at your picture on Twitter, are those the same people? Are those names the same? Or do you have an alter ego on one particular account, and so on and so forth? So I talked to them about having continuity so that people are, or even congruency. So when people see you online, because you do have a social media profile, when people see you online, are they seeing the same person? So I talked to them about that. Of course, privacy, how that works. Does privacy really exist? On the internet, at least a false sense of it. We talk about as well how to be, you know, like I said, blogging, how do you, you know, use your tweets for good? Just really trying to get them to understand the importance of social media and how it can and work in terms of them professionally as well. We kind of get caught up in our whole personal, but you can use it to also push and network professionally. So that's kind of what the class talks about.
I know the class had, you know, a lot of discussion and back and forth between you and the students. Mm-hmm. What were some of the most interesting tidbits that you picked up from them over the course of the semester?
Oh my gosh. Well, first, the interesting thing was, you know, these are millennials and we tend to think that all of them are on social media. So mm-hmm. the first thing I learned is that, no, all of our students are not on there. Or if they are on there, they're using it very, you know, they're very limited in their use. There were some who were, you know, just natives. They are on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they have a Tumblr page, you know, they have just everything. Instagram, Pinterest, which actually was the one I probably had to, we all had to kind of work through the most, because that was the one we were most least familiar with. But, you know, so you had those who were just immersed in it. And then you had others who were like, yeah, I have a Facebook page or I opened a Twitter account, you know, last year, but I haven't really been on it. So that was my first thing, learning that they vary in mm-hmm. experience. In terms of the conversations, just how much, I don't want to say garbage, but just how much non-important things that they know or they keep, you know, in their head, but, you know, just in terms of how they are inundated with so much data. So yes. It gets to the point where it really, Twitter, it works for them. You know, where maybe I read the newspaper, I would read the headline, you know, read what the lead was, go a little bit into the story. For them, I've had students say, you know, we just read the headline. If we see a tweeted headline, that's all we need to know. We don't go and read the rest of the story. So that was something that I learned. I'm like, so you just read the headline, you don't want to know.
Worrisome.
Right. And they said, no, that's, you know, if it says enough. So the tweets work for them. But we did a lot of practicing, because in this particular course, I made them tweet at least twice a day, but it had to be on social media.
Okay.
So they couldn't just be their normal tweets. And getting them to do that, they're like, man, you know, Dr. Harris, this is a job. I'm like, yeah. So imagine if you were a social media specialist, or you had to work for a company, or you,
right.
For those of you who were in the class who were PR majors, you know, if you are working for a company, you have to be, this is a job to get it under, you know, 140 characters. So that was even just something that we learned. But we got a lot of off topic on, you know, pop culture and what's going on with, you know, Lil Wayne or, you know, Justin Bieber or whatever's going on. But we also talked about, you know, really important matters as well in terms of Twitter using social media to find, you know, jobs. They actually were finding stories that, you know, I didn't even, you know about. So I learned a lot from them mm-hmm. As well. But our story, you know, being on Twitter and following, I would have them follow different accounts. We would get a little off topic, but it was a lot of fun. And some of them said, wow, you know, after this class, I'm really going to go back and, you know, make some changes. And I didn't realize that, you know, I talk a lot about, you know, things that are not related to what it is that I'm really trying to do. One young lady, she was very good at social media, and she was really interested in, you know, building a fan base. And she said, you know, I just never thought about all the things that I talk about. Now I can kind of, you know, shape it a little bit more, focus my conversation. And she said, now that I'm doing that, I'm getting tweeted back or retweets by, you know, people in the industry. And so she was really excited about that. So it was a fun class.
Excellent. It's just terrific to hear some of the innovative things that we're doing and, you know, bringing the new technology into the classroom, as opposed to just saying, no, you need to learn this whole
thing. Right.
Stuff.
Well, you know, a lot of people, I don't want any students to be my Facebook friend. I don't friend students. But I think it's a, you know, I'm an advocate for it,
okay.
You know, in terms of it's a great engagement tool. You know, I find that students really are more, they share more information with you on social media or in these, with our mobile devices than they do when they're sitting right there in your, you know, in your face. So you can learn a lot through, you know, working with them. I'm not saying you have to, you know, bring them into your home. I had one faculty member, like, being a student's Facebook friend is like inviting them to my house. And I'm like, well, not quite. I mean, you can have a professor Facebook page where, you know, you keep it, you know, pretty professional. But it's just a good way to really learn what the students are talking about, what's important in them. There are issues that are important to them, you know, with, you know, the recent issues regarding gun violence and things like that. There are issues that are important to them, but we wouldn't know that just sometimes just sitting inside a brick and mortar classroom. But when you friend them on Facebook or Twitter or some of these other areas, you really get to see what is important to them.
I'm Desmond Dickerson, and you're listening to CAU Now on the radio voice of Clark Atlanta University, Jazz 91.9 FM, WCLK. Today, we're talking about mass communication in the age of new media. Our guest is CAU Mass Media Arts Department Chair, Dr. Candace Harris. You can find more information at cau.edu. It was interesting to see their struggles with condensing a message to 140 characters or you know, including pertinent details and not going off topic. But there's a lot of exciting, fun things happening.
And I mean, it really is exciting. And, you know, like I said, we kind of take for granted that they are millennials. And, you know, they're on it, but they're not typically, or they may not be using it the way, you know, we would want them to use it. So to be in a position where I can teach a course and say, hey, you know, yeah, you want to be a fashion blogger? That's great. Let me help you do this. You want to blog about whatever topic is interesting to you? That's great. How do we do that? How do we use these different mediums to do that? So, you know, our students, if they're learning, particularly a student who's in radio, television, film major here, you know, you're already learning production classes. So you're learning how to edit. Mm-hmm. You're learning, you know, the ins and outs of broadcast production. You might go the route of video production, but you're learning all these different techniques that you can, you know, really build your own, you know, from an entrepreneurial perspective. You can build your own brand, you know, if you know how to shoot, edit, you know how to write for a blog, or you know how to write on Twitter, you know how to, you know, take pictures, do these kind of things, take all of this, converge it into a multimedia, you know, message platform. I mean, it's endless what you can do if you know, we teach them the steps on how to do it. And I think online media has kind of it's changed the game. It's been a game changer,
right?
Where before we depended on news, you know, from our different different major networks. So you knew, okay, if I want people to get my message, I need to work in a particular industry where I can do that. But now you don't have to necessarily. You can, if you have the equipment that you need and you can shoot it, you get a YouTube account. You know, you get your followers, get a YouTube channel rather, get your followers, and you really are, you have a message out there, people will follow you, or a Tumblr page or whatever. So we're trying to arm the students to know where they need to go to do that, but also how to be responsible with that power. And I think that's kind of the negative side, that people are not always responsible in these particular platforms.
So we touched on it a little earlier. You spoke about some of the networks that are available and how we're trying to extend our footprint here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the opportunities that we're working on as far as partnerships for our students?
Oh, my gosh. It's someone is contacting me every day. Well, of course you have. Atlanta's a great entrepreneurial city. In terms of the media market, it's in the top 10 media markets in the country. So why not, you know, have our students here? You have, you know, Turner Broadcasting. You have, CNN is part of that, but you have your different branches of that. There's Cox Cable. Or Cox Communications, rather. I want to say everything is here, but you have so much here that we really just need to branch. We're branching out with any opportunity that we get. We have several alumni who work in the Atlanta area for all these different companies that I mentioned. We've also been approached by Aspire Networks, GMC. We recently have been trying to work with the African American Film Festival. We've recently been trying to work on that. We did an event here back in, I believe it was February, March, but we for the Tyler Perry's Temptation through Liquid Soul Media. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to kind of work with them. So we've been really just using these partnerships as they come about, opportunities, events that happen on campus. You know, we've had several students who have worked with Control Magazine, the Mon Ami. We had students who worked on Love and Hip Hop, ATL. So we're getting our students out there in these different areas. Yeah. Obviously, reality TV has become really big here. So we have students who have been able to work for those different reality shows as well on the production side. We had a student work for Rainforest Films. I mean, we're just trying to just branch ourselves out there. People are looking for our students. BET, one of our recent graduates, is now working as a casting assistant. So we're excited. We're trying to build on that, put out great students who are now great professionals, and just to continue to build on that. I mean, Atlanta is one of those places. If you are a student in media, you know, you got a promising future. So we've been really working on our internship program, really trying to solidify our database to keep up with where students are going, what they're doing. They just have been branching out. So we're really excited about it.
So for any of our listeners that may work in media or have some opportunities or looking for interns, anything like that, how can they contact you or how can they set up partnerships with Clark Atlanta University?
Well, they definitely need to contact me. Shout out with my email. It's kharris@cau.edu. They also can call our office. It's Division of Communication Arts, 404-880-8304. And, you know, we're always looking to build more relationships. We have really talented students who are looking for that, you know, real experience outside of the, you know, James P. Brawley. And who are talented, they're willing to learn, you know, they want a shadow. So they're here. I left out my journalism students too. So we have students in journalism, we have public relations students, as well as we have students who have been trained in radio, television, and film production. So please contact us if they're interested in getting interns. And like I said, I probably hear from someone every week, but we're really looking for those who want to really work with students, teach them, train them, and just really see them flourish and grow.
So beyond the typical, you know, working in production or working in radio, what are some outside of the box jobs that have been, you know, popping up for some of our students to take on with the skills they develop in the MMA program?
Well, now we're starting to get more. I've been getting in more requests for students who are like digital specialists or strategists, a community, what's it called? Like a community online manager. But right. Basically what people are looking for now are students who know how to manage content. And that's really important as the industry is changing. They're looking for students who are multiverse. So I don't want just a student that can edit. I want the student who can sit here and, you know, work on my website, upload content, manage the content, tweet, all at the same time. So those are some of the out-of-the-box, at least job requests or internship requests I've gotten. It used to be more, oh, okay, I just want a production assistant. Now I'm getting, I want a production assistant and I want a social media student or right. a social media strategist or a student who just specifically will work on our website or work on our Twitter account or upload photos. Students need to know how to take pictures now, you know. Years ago, I remember I used to walk around armed with my, you know, little camera, which is great, but people are looking for photographers. They're looking for students who can really do a one-man band type of situation. So out of the box, I would probably say the biggest thing is that digital social media, social strategist piece. But really, you know, people are just looking for students who can do multiple things, who are good at doing multiple things.
You've talked about the past 10 years, how the internet has vastly changed, you know, broadcast and media. Over the next 5 to 10 years, what are some changes that you foresee happening that, you know, some of our listeners may be able to take advantage of or just look out for?
I mean, I think digital is the biggest thing. We're seeing that people consume media more. I think that will just continue There will be more media consumption. We don't, you know, time, there's no sense of time now with media because you can DVR it. You can watch it later. You can watch it over the internet. You can, you know, watch it over your phone. I mean, I saw a commercial the other day that talked about, you know, more people listen to their music on their iPhone, you know, so it's going to change. Really, media is in our pocket or in our handbag or, you know, whatever you call it. But we're really walking around. We're walking around with this, you know, this interesting device that allows us to connect in ways that we probably never imagined. So for the next 5 to 10 years, I just see media consumption growing. I see us in terms of people really using social, having a social online presence to push their brands, to run their organizations. There's more digital advertising. I think what's most important in that understanding that 5 to 10 year, what we want to do here with our program is really teach students how to be managers. Really, you know, I think over the years, it used to be, you know, you go and you get your job in the field. But we really want to teach students how to be managers, how to be leaders in these companies, you know, budgeting, you know, how do you get a budget? How do you, you know, manage different personalities, so on and so forth? Understanding how digital media works. We may want to put more students in computer, you know, information systems and really teaching them about how do you design, you know, what you're doing or where you're going to place this content, mobile applications. So I think that's what's going on or going to happen over the next 5 to 10 years. And we want to make sure our students understand it. I don't want them just to be consumers of media, but I want them to be creators of media. So I think that's what over the next 10 years, we really need to understand, particularly for our students and students of color, that they need to be creators of content, not just consumers of content.
All right. That is a terrific message for us to end on, you know, definitely leading back to our motto here, our mantra, to learn, lead, change.
Yes.
So again, we want to thank you, Dr. Harris, for spending some time with us, telling us about the MMA program and where we're headed, not just here in the school, but the entire industry. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to CAU Now on Jazz 91.9 FM, WCLK, the radio voice of Clark Atlanta University. For more information about all things related to CAU, you can visit cau.edu. You can listen to this program on demand at wclk.com. CAU Now is a production of Clark Atlanta University and WCLK Public Affairs. For our host Desmond Dickerson and producer Rob Maynard, this is Morse Baxter. Thanks for listening to CAU Now.